Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rosselló is on the verge of resigning. Political scientist Jorge Schmidt Nieto says the anger at Rosselló may have been sparked by a recent scandal.
But as you may know, these things usually have deeper roots. Just like in Hong Kong, the people are protesting because of an extradition treaty, but what's underneath really is economic inequality. Well, that's also what's happening here.
The Puerto Rican governor has not resigned yet, but there is significant pressure for him to step down. It's coming from tens of thousands of protesters across the island and beyond, demonstrations that have lasted 2 weeks already. And if you had to pick a soundtrack for those protests, the song Afilando los Cuchillos, Sharpening the Knives, would be a hot contender.
Llegó la hora de un combo de miles en motora patrullando las 24 horas boricua de cora con el puño arriba a la conquista.
Two of the voices on the track belong to members of the Puerto Rican band Calle 13.
It starts with my brother René. He's talking directly towards the governor of Puerto Rico and saying about his lack of interest of the island.
That's Calle 13 singer Ileana Cabra Joglar, better known as Ile.
My part, the chorus that I do in the song, is basically a call to action for the people of Puerto Rico to be active and to react and protest and not permit this type of mistreatment to our people and to our island.
Hay que arrancar la maleza del plantío pa que ninguno se aproveche de lo mío.
So it's you, it's your half-brother Residente, or René, as you called him, and reggaeton star Bad Bunny. How did the track come together?
Well, it was an initiative of my brother René and Bad Bunny, and they invited me to do the chorus. So we wrote each other our things separately, but because we're Puerto Ricans and we share the same anger, I think it came out pretty naturally, sharing basically what we are feeling in our own way. And I'm glad that this song, it's like a boost for people in Puerto Rico. I've heard the cars and all the people listening to the song every day, and it's like coffee in the morning, you know, and it's a good feeling.
The tune Afilando Los Cuchillos is not the only new music Ile's released that focuses on the corruption and discontent that's been engulfing Puerto Rico. Coincidentally, Ile's just put out a new album called Almadura. She started writing the music around the time Hurricane Maria devastated the island back in 2017. The lyrics take aim at politicians in Washington for not sending enough federal aid to Puerto Rico after Maria, and at local leaders for not directing the money through the proper channels. The lyrics on this track, Nye Nye Nye, describe how Puerto Rico has been wronged time after time by leaders who don't seem to have the best interests of the island in mind.
It's basically an album that it's reminding us the importance about protecting what we have, protecting our country, our culture, our society, our human race. And I wrote it obviously being as a Puerto Rican, but I think it's something we can relate to in many other situations all around the world.
The big trouble in Puerto Rico right now started with these texts that are attributed to Governor Rosselló and his aides. A few of them showed the governor to be a misogynist. Even before the news of these texts broke, though, Ile, you actually addressed domestic violence on your new album with the song Temes.
¿Por qué me temes? Si soy fruto de algo que no tiene nombre. El error que no comete nunca el hombre. ¿Por qué me temes? ¿Por qué me temes?
That's a track called Temes from the new album by Ile. Ile, of the texts that have been attributed to Governor Rosselló, is there one that made you especially angry?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. Obviously, the insults make me very angry, and how they took advantage of our healthcare, of our schools, and also making fun about the deaths of Hurricane Maria, that people have to bury their family members with their own hands under the ground. It's something very, very strong, what is going on here.
Yeah, when the governor allegedly says, feed the cadavers to the crows, you can see why families would be really upset by that.
Yeah.
Many people have been impressed with the sheer numbers of demonstrators who've come from many corners of the island and the mainland to make themselves heard in San Juan. I mean, they're on motorcycles, on horseback. Also, artists have played a big role in the activism. As an artist yourself, Ile, how do you see the convergence of creativity and political activism going forward?
Well, we've always had creativity. People have protested underwater.
Yeah, the scuba divers, that was incredible.
Yeah, yeah. And for me, it's natural, like, because I know all the capabilities that we have as a country in terms of protesting. And I'm even surprised to all the creativity that is shown.
You've had Grammy appearances. You've performed in front of thousands of people in San Juan. Is this kind of like the most excited you've ever been in your career?
Yes, I think so. I've never seen something like this. And I think of my grandmother. I think of the people that have fought for our country that are not with us anymore, that I think their energy might be present somewhere and they might be very proud. I think there's so many people that have been waiting for this moment. And now, like, it's happening. Something very weird is happening, but it feels good. And we're just living the moment and enjoying the adrenaline and the anger, you know, that we have been accumulating for so long. We're finally showing all the anger that we have inside of us. And that it's admirable.
Puerto Rican singer-songwriter Ile, her new album is Almadura. Ile, great to meet you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
Que el odio se muera de hambre. Porque nadie le da de comer. Vamos juntos a romper muros, barreras y alambre.
We spoke with Ile yesterday while she was in Washington. She's now back in San Juan, where the anger in the streets has given way somewhat to celebration, following reports that Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rosselló is preparing to resign.
Ni se le da de beber. Hay que dejarlo que sufra. Dejarlo que se sofoque para que ya no exista, para que nunca provoque que el odio se muera de hambre.
Another big news day here on the world, and we'll be back with more tomorrow. Our theme music was composed by Ned Porter from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for being here.